This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
We have some Booster Juice to give away. That was a lifesaver for your migraine yesterday, hey?
Yeah, it helped, just because eating solid food is difficult when you're that nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
So having spoonfuls of Booster Juice definitely helps.
The vitamins, the nutrients, too. Mm-hmm. Obviously, giving your body what you need to recover.
Yeah.
We have, like I said, a gift cert up for grabs. All you got to do is brag about something you've accomplished as of late.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play a little thing that we call a stinger. That's this.
Good on ya.
Like, there it is.
Something like that. And qualify you to win the gift cert.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
I want to brag.
Okay, go ahead.
I was at Shoppers Drug Mart, and the toilet paper was on sale for $5.
How many rolls are we talking here?
Like a 12-pack, but regular $20.
What?
Isn't that crazy how expensive toilet paper is?
It's insane.
No, it is a thing. You save $15. So I sent out a mass text to all my sisters, and I was like, just so you know, TP is on sale today. I really should have posted on my Instagram, my Lisa's Ladies YEG. That would have been nice. I stocked up. Like, it was embarrassing leaving the store. The cashier had to help me, like, poke holes in the top so I could put one finger in each 12-pack and carry them out to my trunk.
And then on your way out, you met Mr. Wright.
When I was leaving, I also...
I take a lot of dumps.
You know what's funny about that, though? Is I was buying the toilet paper and you prune juice. Because you were on your medication for your knee injury. So I definitely looked like I was going home to take multiple dumps.
Well, that's it. I think I should keep up on the T3s if toilet paper is $20 for a 12-pack.
Seriously.
I'll never need it. All right. So you sending out texts about a good deal on toilet paper, that's what your good on ya is?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Good on ya!
Okay. I accomplished a lot in my 10 days off since knee surgery.
Like what?
I changed my profile picture on Twitter and Instagram.
I saw you change it on your personal Facebook page, too.
And
same picture?
Yeah.
Nice.
Good on you, mate. Nice.
You know what's funny about that? You're holding a Booster Juice in that picture.
It's true.
Funny. Conroy wrote in saying, I actually put away and hung up all of my clean laundry yesterday like an adult instead of living out of a couple laundry baskets of clean laundry. I feel like a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you for actually hanging everything up. That is a big accomplishment.
Nice, champ. Good on you, mate.
Talking about lying to kids, it's something that happens. I noticed it this week a lot when my daughter was over. I had knee surgery last Thursday. I can still get up and move around pretty good, but I was pretending like I couldn't when I was being lazy. She'd be like, can I have a snack? I'd be like, no, sorry. Gotta wait until I get up and it hurts too much.
Yeah, you've been like running for a week.
I haven't been running, but I could have very easily got up and got to the fridge.
Now, I can't say that I necessarily lie to children, but I remember being lied to as a child.
Okay,
like,
what do you got?
I grew up with two older sisters. We're all pretty close in age. Like, my oldest sister's only 4 years older than me. And yeah, just a lot of lies about weird things, like chocolate milkshakes are made with bird feathers, so I'd never ask for a sip.
Oh, smart.
And I don't think I had my first milkshake till I was like 12 or 13.
They didn't have to share with you. Your parents probably loved it too because it saved them a couple bucks every McDonald's trip.
Oh, I was the cheapest McDonald's date. I'd only order fries.
Johnny hit us up at 780-784-7107 and said, lies I've been told to as a kid, don't turn the light on in the car, like in the cabin. It's illegal.
Okay, I love that because growing up and my mother driving, she hates driving at night. She's just very paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, Deborah. But you're right. As soon as you would turn the light on, she'd freak out. Or if we were trying to find a parking spot, she'd turn off the radio.
Right.
But now that I'm older.
You get it.
I get it.
So it's...
Turn off the music so I can find a parking spot.
See, that's why you need to lie to children sometimes, is because by telling them it's illegal is the only way they'll stop doing it.
Because they're scared to go to jail. Kid jail.
Andy said, I have a three-legged dog. When kids ask me what happened, I tell them the missing leg is in the fridge at home because he gets too tired if he tries walking with all four legs, so three just works better for him.
I would love to see the reaction on the kids' faces.
Well, that's the thing, like, too, that you worry about is that...
Are they going to cry?
How long is this going to stick with this kid? Because I remember, like, my brother's lying to me about things, and then when I'm 14 or 15, like, 7 years later, I'm like, oh... They were lying. Dad never played in the NHL.
Oh, man. It was just recently that I found out that eating your crust doesn't affect your eyesight. Like my mom would be like, eat your crust. It's good for your eyesight.
What?
Like, okay, crust. It's the same ingredients. It's just a bit more burnt because it's on the outside of the loaf. Like what?
Nothing like our parents driving home the need to get those grains in us.
You know, the food guide has changed.
Right.
It's different now. Erica wrote in saying, my daughter's 4 and is convinced the only meat that she likes is chicken. So literally any meat we eat, steak, fish, pork, shrimp, is chicken in quotation marks. It's very smart.
I spent some stretches of my life being a smoker. And when I'd sneak outside, I'd have to give a reason if my daughter asked. So it was always that I was going to check the light. I pretended there was a light that wasn't working. And then at one point, she says to me when I came back in, you still haven't fixed that darn light?
It's been 7 years.
Like, she just thinks I'm useless. Celebrities are taking a new challenge. J-Lo is challenging other celebs. The no sugar, no carbs challenge.
Oh, I've been doing that all month. It's so hard.
It is hard, hey?
It's so hard.
Because you don't even realize everything has it in, like, has sugar.
Well, I was going to buy one of those pre-made smoothie drinks that you find everywhere.
Right.
It's like a thick, you know, you can get strawberry, mango, kiwi. It's like a green color, so it looks really healthy. No. You look at the ingredients, that thing has 40 grams of sugar in it.
Just absurd,
it's
right?
It's insane. If you're actually looking at the ingredients, the things that you think are decently healthy are not. And I've been trying to only buy things that have 3 grams of sugar or less in it. In the entire can,
right,
or box, and it is so difficult.
Well, I know DJ Sean Lamb, who works here once in a while at Hot with us, lost a bunch of weight over a certain stretch, and I asked him what his, what did he do to lose all that weight? And he said all he did was cut out anything that had over 9 grams of sugar.
Yeah, like I'm down 9 pounds since the 3rd of January, so
Damn.
This month, so 9 pounds, and that's just from cutting out majority of carbs. 99% of carbs and sugar.
Like when you think of 9 pounds too, I remember when I was working out with my trainer and I went through like a workout program, a 60-day challenge or something, and I had lost 20 pounds.
You had abs. I saw them once.
I don't know.
Yeah, you were lifting your shirt up at work and bragging about your abs.
No, I've never had abs.
It happened.
But she made me wear a 20-pound vest to do just box jumps or something. And she's like, just so you know, you're currently wearing what you've lost in that vest.
Crazy.
And it was nuts to like hold 20 pounds or 9 pounds. It's a lot of weight. But the celebs are starting to accept the challenge. Michael Strahan has accepted. They asked SNL cast member Leslie Jones, and she started swearing and said, no.
It's hard.
Sugar's my friend. Would we all be in just jacked shape if we didn't have sugar? If it, like, it was never discovered how tasty it is, and we didn't have carbs.
We'd have the bodies that are represented in the book Sapiens. Like, we would look like cavemen. They all had six packs. Yeah, okay. They didn't shower. They didn't look clean. But they looked fit because all they ate were berries and meat.
No.
And leaves.
Not all of them. Like, Friar Tuck.
What?
He was chubby. From
who?
Robin Hood.
We are back. And how are you feeling, Ryder, after your knee surgery? You're recovering well?
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting process. I've never had major surgery before. I've never, like, been put out. They just used, like, a serious elbow drop.
Yeah, just a couple punches to the noggin.
No, it went pretty good. It was odd not doing anything for that long.
I hated it. I took the week off, too, because I got my wisdom teeth pulled, and I was going crazy, I think.
You said you had a bunch of dudes sliding into your DMs, so they knew you were bored.
Yeah, maybe.
So, what's going on there? Give us an update. Any of them,
you know,
Mr. Right?
Just the classic, you have beautiful eyes, I have beautiful eyes, our children would have beautiful eyes.
Oh, really? That in depth, hey?
Yeah.
Like, I've been like breaking the ice with, hey, you want to make some babies?
Yeah, some of these messages are interesting. Hey, there's nothing wrong with messaging back, like maybe replying to a story, thinking that something's interesting, or even like asking how I'm doing, recovering.
And
That's totally fine.
What about asking you out?
Yeah, that's fine too. That's totally fine. But there are some that just don't get social cues. I don't know. I just think that if I were to message a guy and he didn't respond, I wouldn't write 17 more times. Do you know what I mean?
So you're getting those ones.
Which I don't mind people replying to stories. I don't mind that, even if they keep doing it. There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree with that. I always feel bad when I see that somebody's replied to, like, 9 or 10 stories in a row.
Right, and then you finally respond because they have an interesting question or they need to,
right.
they need advice or anything of the sort. And then you're like, oh man, I'm so sorry I haven't written back to everything else.
Okay, but when a guy messages you and says like, yo girl, what's your story? You want to catch a drink sometime? If you don't respond, can they write again to like remind you, hey?
I think we're busy people. These days,
right. like, so like there's twice, a lot of, maybe three times.
Right, but when it gets to like the double digits, mm-hmm. maybe that's when you should just know. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that deals with this. I think every girl has someone that's talking to themselves in her private message. Her like,
okay, I think guys deal with this
absolutely
as
they do.
Well.
I would love to hear about that. Are we just as bad as women? Are we, or are men a bit?
No, it's dudes that do it to me.
Oh.
More than women. Women do pick up that social cue better.
Absolutely we do. Like, we'll walk, if we know we're not welcome somewhere, mm-hmm. we're gone.
Right. Whereas dudes, like, yeah, it's like friends, quote unquote, of mine, like acquaintances from 15 years ago that for some reason think I want to know everything that's happening in their life. And I don't.
Is it our responsibility to tell someone when they've gone too far, or are they going to eventually learn it, or do we just let them live their life embarrassing themselves?
I
don't know. I have no idea what to do in these situations. I let these messages just live in the other inbox.
I like how you worded it with having conversations with themselves in your
inbox.
They're
talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Like they're talking to me, but I'm not responding.
Right. There's a really cool story that's making international news out of Toronto involving a cat across the street and some windows and some very creative roommates. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute.
Grammy Awards, a lot of good performers this year. Miley Cyrus just announced she's going to be performing. Cardi B is going to be the opening performance. Red Hot Chili Peppers are performing with Post Malone. I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. Should be good. You know what? I'm oddly more excited this year for award season than I normally am. I normally don't care, but...
It's because you're woke.
Yeah, it's because I'm woke.
You're so woke.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Starting on February 9th, if you watch one episode of Game of Thrones every day, you'll finish just in time for the start of the new season on April 17th.
Just make sure you're watching it at night, because if you try and watch in the afternoon, you can't see a dang thing. Every scene is so dark.
Mm-hmm.
What? Who is that? I can't. Turn up your candle.
Also trending this hour, this story out of Toronto is pretty cool. So, these two roommates wanted to get to know this cat that lived across the street from them and always sat perched in the window, and they just wanted to know its name. I get that. I'm a name guy, too.
Totally.
Like, you need to know their name. So they just put up a huge sign that says, what's your cat's name?
That's adorable.
Then they responded with, or the cat did, with Marshall, a sign of their own.
That's the best cat name ever.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper are trending. She has started her Vegas residency, Enigma. I can't wait to go with all my sister girls. We are such little monsters. Front row. Just kidding. Can't afford it, but we'll pretend we're front row. Bradley Cooper shows up and performs Shallow with her on stage, and they just stared lovingly into each other's eyes. It's...
You have an inside source that says that she
canceled her wedding.
Canceled her wedding.
And I don't want to spread that rumor because I don't know if it's true or not. But
plus, your inside source is just one of your friends.
I think we should all go on a hunger strike until Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga proclaim their love for one another and just get married already. You can't look at each other like that and not get together. It's a waste of love. It is.
Okay, I feel bad for her fiance, though.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend, too. Why? What is he? If that was...
He's got
Bradley
a girlfriend?
Or wife, what? Or whatever, I'd be like,
no.
What do you mean you're going to Las Vegas to surprise Lady Gaga on stage? And why are you calling her Stephanie? I know, it's really intimidating to audition for a serious dramatic role, but now's your chance to just do it for Justin Timberlake tickets.
Don't. No, sorry. Fake. Cry me a river.
We want you to sound like you're begging for these tickets to the point where there are tears.
Hello?
Hey. Who are we speaking
with? Landon.
Awesome. All right. Give us your best fake crying. Tell us how much you want the tickets.
All right. I'm going to put you guys on speaker, if that's all right.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And action.
Oh, my God. Please let me go. Please. I think I got a tear coming out, actually.
That's pretty good. That's pretty I'm going to put him on hold. He is currently the front runner. All right. Well, of course, he's the front runner. He was the first one to go. Turn your radios down in the background if you're calling. All right, what do you got for us?
I just really want to go. Please. Can I get tickets?
Oh, that's good, too.
That is good, too. I still think Landon's the front runner.
You just hung up on her.
Yeah.
I thought she was really good.
No, we got to open the phone lines for
we
other
need
people.
More female actors.
All right.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Nick.
All right, Nick, show us what you got. No swearing.
Just what? I just got to cry?
Fake cry and tell
fake
us how
cry.
Much you want the tickets, yeah?
Oh, my God. I want those tickets so bad. Oh, man.
good effort. Thanks for trying.
That was really funny.
Yeah, Landon. Landon's still the front runner. Let's keep rifling through. What do we got here? Who's this?
My name is Steve.
All right, Steve, show us what you got.
Oh, God, I want to move. I want to be shot to death, like, please.
That was really good. Whoa, put Steve on hold.
What do we think, Steve or Landon at this point?
This is tough.
Let's just keep going. Okay. Hey, who's this?
Okay.
Malcolm.
Malcolm, show us your fake crying, no swearing.
They have my cat and said they wouldn't give him back unless I got the trust.
Don't hang up on him.
I have
that was
to
a
hang
believable
up.
Story.
Lisa, I have to hang up to make room for new people to call. We don't have a champion yet. We might.
Fine.
Who's this?
Hey. Ashton.
All right, Ashton, show us what you got. Fake, cry us a river.
I just really want the tickets because we have three teenage kids and we never had to go on a date. And I really just want to go on a date.
It sounds like you're serious.
She is serious. She's got three kids.
I'm serious. Three of them.
What's your name, sorry?
Ashton.
All right, Ashton is now our front runner. I'm hanging up on the other two.
What?
Yeah, Landon.
Landon and Steve?
And Steve, they're gone. And we're going to give one more person a chance
to
beat
Ashton.
They have
to be better than Ashton.
Yeah. Who are we speaking with?
It's Amanda.
All right, Amanda, you're the last competitor. Show us what you got. Fake, cry us a river.
Please, go on the ticket.
All right. That was my favorite. Last competitor. What about you?
I liked Ashton.
Okay, should we have a cry off?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what's our new competitor's name, sorry? Amanda?
Amanda.
Amanda, yeah.
All right, Amanda.
Versus Ashton.
Versus Ashton. You're both on the line right now. Ashton, you go first. Let's go. Last chance here.
I really want to go. I really want to go on a date night. I would love it so much. And we never have to go anywhere together. It's the two of us.
Okay. And Ashley, you're up.
No, Amanda.
Amanda, sorry, you're up.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's... Hold on.
It's the emotional roller coaster.
It's the range, you know? Ashton, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate the call. Good effort. You put up a valiant fight.
Amanda, you are the champion.
Yay!
You have won the Oscar for the best fake Cry Me a River. You are going to see Justin Timberlake in concert next week. Are you still there?
I think I hung up on her by accident, but she'll call back. Sorry, I was waiting for her to celebrate, and then I looked down, and I was like, nah, definitely hung up on her.
Okay.
Did you see the picture that's gone viral of Connor McDavid with a shoelace, it looks like, as his belt?
Yes, I follow his every footstep.
I don't know if it's maybe the pants. Some dress pants have, like,
they're
laces
in
them.
Yeah, it's built in for sure, but people think that he's using, like, a hockey...
Yeah.
Shoelace.
It's the same color as his suit, which tells me that maybe he, like, it's part of the suit.
But maybe not. Maybe he is starting a new fashion trend for Edmontonians everywhere.
It seems very Edmonton, dude, doesn't it?
Well, it's one of those things where as soon as you saw that picture, it's like, all right, every guy in Edmonton is going to be rocking that at the next wedding.
But they're going to go one step further and like wear hockey skate laces, like the white ones with the black ticks in them. For sure, that's going to,
It's crazy how much someone who... a local celebrity who's not even that old can affect all of us in a certain way. Like you, when you are a celebrity, you have to be very careful what you say, what you do, what you wear, because people are watching you and there's a lot of people that look up to you and they want to be just like you.
Well, I think about the hats, the big leather hats now that like PK Subban is wearing. He's an NHL player. Mark McMorris, the snowboarder. There's that comedian Hugh Lee. Is his last name. He's on the show The Fix, and he always has these amazing big top hat, kind of fedora, but bigger.
Very fancy, yeah. Classy.
I really want to add that to my rapport, but I don't know if I can pull it off.
Of course you can pull it off. Everyone can pull off anything if they just dedicate themselves to it. If I walk out the door with red lipstick and I just own it, nobody's going to be like, why are you wearing red lipstick?
No, but it's different for dudes, because we get chirped. Like, it'd be endless trips. If I wore a hat like that around the office, just think of the burns. Yeah. Everybody would just, like, be lining up to chirp. So is it worth
it? That's them projecting their own insecurities. No, that's them projecting that they could never have the balls to do that. Wow, I probably shouldn't have said that on air. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
But that's true.
There's just a difference, though, of, like, to me, is it worth just wearing the hat, being the hat guy, when you have to deal with all that, it just gets exhausting. It's like, okay, I'm just going to throw the damn hat out.
Connor McDavid is probably getting beaked in the comment section about his shoelace belt, but yet those are the same guys that are trying it on.
But he's so fast that when he's getting beaked, he can get away from anyone.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I don't know. I think that a lot of celebrities have... definitely inspired my fashion.
All right, we want to hear from you too. 780-784-7107. Have you ever had a fashion statement made by a celeb that you incorporated into your own life?
Charlize Theron in Monster is who I'm representing today. This is my look. No makeup, unbrushed hair, no bra. Just kidding.
Jesus, Lisa.
Is that an image or what? Steve wrote in saying, I rock the Wayne's World look. Tried to bring it back in 2015.
Didn't work real well.
No, I guess not. I personally definitely looked up to Lady Gaga's fashion line. I'm not talking like the meat dress.
The meat dress, yeah.
I'm talking like in her documentary, she wore a lot of just plain white t-shirts tucked into jeans with a nice belt.
Yeah.
Like just a ponytail. And I was like, that looks so good.
It's crazy how when you see somebody pull something off like that, you're like, ah.
I could try that.
That totally looks like bomber jackets for me.
On Queer Eye?
Exactly. As soon as Queer Eye came out and like the bomber jacket look, it's just, and especially in Edmonton, when we're not at extreme cold or extreme warm, there are a lot of days.
Bomber jacket, yeah, it would work.
A fall jacket does the trick. Like even today, it would. A bomber jacket day would make sense, but 780-784-7107. Trina says that Alicia Keys really shaped her as far as the movement to not wear makeup, even when she's on live TV.
She's going to be hosting the Grammys. She probably will be rocking a very natural look.
Yeah.
As she should, because she's gorgeous.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that she would do that. Like, I get that makeup... makes you feel fancy. It's fun to put on. You know, like it's.
But every once in a while, it feels good to rock the natural. There's a lot of girls that wear fake eyelashes all the time, like the ones that are put the glued on.
Yeah.
And I've tried that, and I just personally like some days resembling a Hanson brother. Like, I like it. I really do.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.